One of Brazil's best-known landmarks is the Christ the Redeemer statue, which towers over Rio de Janeiro. Yesterday, workers completed a 6-month renovation after lightning damaged the famous structure. While people celebrated, they also reflected on Brazil's stunning World Cup semifinal loss and the soccer team's chances for redemption when it plays the Netherlands later today. NPR's Russell Lewis reports.
Even in heavy rain, these visitors from Ukraine still trekked up the mountain to see and take pictures of the Christ the Redeemer statue. A small scaffolding at the base is all that remains from the work to fix the 124-foot-tall statue. In December, lightning damaged the middle finger of the right hand. Then in January, another lightning bolt blew off a chunk of its thumb, damaged another finger and the head. Yesterday, a group of Rio's religious leaders, including Archbishop Oranijo Tempesta, welcomed soggy journalists to the rededication. It's a symbol for all of us that Christ is present with people, he said, with those who suffer, the needy, here in this city, in Brazil, and the world. For so many Brazilians, that suffering has been acute this week after their 7-1 loss in the semifinals by Germany. Soul-searching, tears, anger, the emotions have been raw. Father Omar Raposo runs the tiny chapel under the statue. He, too, has been doing his own reflections.
I think that every athlete should understand that the sport should be practiced with playfulness and joy. Winning or losing, you shouldn't let the defeats beat on your soul.
Father Omar is a huge soccer fan who actually counseled Brazil's coach and several of its players this week after the loss. His message to them was simple.
Whatever the results, defeats are temporary. We always have the possibility of redemption and of victory.
That path to redemption begins today when Brazil plays in the third-place World Cup game against the Netherlands. It's a match players and coaches from both teams have said they'd prefer not to play because, for them, it's the championship or nothing. Even Father Omar agrees, despite all his preaching.
No way. I think that we run the risk of another fiasco, another tragedy.
Still, many Brazilians will rally around their team today, hoping for a victory and praying for a bit of redemption. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.